4770, Century and Cornell.
Hey, 4770, how can I help?
Oh, just wanted to let you know I had one of those incidents where I was probably within my rights, but it might not have been the nicest thing to do. There was an elderly man. He was back at 10th and Baseline. He was pretty much crossing the road diagonally, the intersection diagonally, and trying to get to my bus, but you know, I was a minute late and he wasn't there and the light turned green, so I didn't wait for him because those things kind of upset me. But, you know, once you pull away, you think, oh, someone might call in that I didn't pick up an elderly gentleman. But, yeah, so there's that.
All right, I copy. Well, it's on a recorded line. You know, when they're not at the stop and you're already in the process of your things, I get it. So, don't worry about it. It's on a recorded line if you need to refer back to this call.
Have you been around TriMet long enough to remember Gideon?
Yes.
Well, guess what? He was doing the same thing right there at Orenco, and he was running across. Well, I'm still out on Century, and he's running for my bus, and he runs across the MAX tracks, and he runs to my door, and I got to open him. He's standing right there, and I'm like, you know I can't do this. But he had no clue. He didn't know where he was going. I told him where to go. He was where he was trying to go, but he didn't know there was a platform right there at Orenco, and it was just like, really? That and then this?
I know. It's a hard position to always be, you know, keeping everybody safe. They make it hard sometimes. So just keep doing what you're doing. Try not to, you know, let it overwhelm you. And it's hard when the other people are making decisions that aren't safe.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you have a good afternoon as well.
All right. Thank you. 1505.